Welcome to Power Fueled Living, Spirit, Soul, and Body. Through Christ, we can thrive in every area of our lives. Power Fueled Living.
Power Fueled Living. Hi, guys. Lisa here. Hello, hello, hello. So, look. I just had to share something that has just blessed me tremendously. I want to share a quick testimony. So shortly after moving to Tennessee 7 years ago, I developed breathing issues. I was wheezing. I thought they were allergy symptoms, but I was having pain and heaviness in my chest. And then someone had asked me if I had asthma. I was like, no, absolutely not. I said, but, you know, since I've been here in Tennessee, I've had these issues. And so this particular person said, well, you know, that's what happens when people move to Tennessee. And I thought, oh my God, no, 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 no. So the symptoms continued for months. We pulled up all of our carpet in our new home. We tried to make sure everything was clean, but the symptoms persisted. And I was constantly being asked, do you have asthma? So I said, okay, Lord, let me go to the doctor. Went to the doctor, and sure enough, they diagnosed me with asthma and said again, moving to Tennessee is one of the results. And I thought, Lord, I am a Christian. I do not have to put up with this. The word says that by your stripes, I'm healed. So I began to believe God for my healing. I began to declare scripture, pray over myself, and I expected to be healed. Well, for several months, I experienced these breathing issues, but I continued to trust God. And then I heard about Michael Holsey, who was a strong man of God who believed in divine healing. I went to his healing school, and it was a series of weekends where he taught the word. He taught about the promises of God and the healing of God. And so on the last day, he took us through a series of prayers that should result in healing and deliverance of soul wounds. And so I went through that prayer. I had my inhaler with me, and I was wheezing as I was praying. But guess what? After I prayed and I trusted God for my miracle, I received it. And I took this deep breath, and all of a sudden, the wheezing was gone. And so I thank God for my healing. I knew I was healed, and I was. And so I went home. I told my husband, I celebrated. And after about a year and a half, I noticed that the wheezing was starting again. And I was like, ah, devil, I'm healed in the name of Jesus. You know, sometimes the enemy will come back and try to challenge your healing, challenge your deliverance. You have to stand for what you know. And so I stood in the truth that I was healed. But the wheezing started progressing. The heaviness in my chest started up again. And I was like, okay, let me go to the doctor. It's something else. It's not asthma, because I'm healed. And I went through a series of tests. And it wasn't asthma. They could not figure it out. But one of the doctors mentioned that he noticed my thyroid, the goiter that I had had for years, seemed to be especially large. Now, let me tell you about this thyroid. So about 10 years ago, I went to a thyroid specialist because my doctor noticed that my thyroid was very large. She was the first doctor in over 20 years that really paid attention to it. went to the specialist, and sure enough, my thyroid was 3 times the size that it should have been because I had nodules and it had grown. And not only that, but I had hypothyroidism, which is where your hair is breaking out, your skin is dry, you're gaining weight, you're fatigued. And I was experiencing all of these things, but had no idea that it had anything to do with my thyroid. You know, when we start noticing changes in our bodies, we need to get it checked out. I noticed these changes, but didn't have any reference for them. Yes, I prayed. I prayed for healing during those changes. And I did receive some relief, but the doctor had a diagnosis for me. And with that diagnosis, I was able to pinpoint my prayers. I was able to be more deliberate with my prayers. And so I asked God to deliver me from this hypothyroidism to heal me. My doctor put me on medication called Synthroid. She said, you may have to be on this medication for a very long time. She said, I'm hoping that it'll stop not only the hypothyroidism, but it'll help the nodules from growing and maybe even shrink them. I said, okay. I said, well, I'm a believer and I'll be praying for God's intervention as well. And I did. I prayed for his intervention, and I was only on the medication for 4 months before my levels regulated. I was in the good zone. And so I stopped taking the medication. I said, Lord, you can do the rest. And so this was 10 years ago. Now, fast forward to a few years ago, I went back to start seeing a thyroid specialist. My levels were fine, but he said, you know, your thyroid is very large and you should consider getting an operation. And I told him, I said, well, you know, to get an operation is a serious issue. To have my thyroid removed just because it's large does not sit right with me. You know, a lot of people have gotten their thyroids removed, and that's fine for them, but it's a serious surgery. And it would also mean that I would have to be on medication for the rest of my life. So I didn't want that. I knew people who had gotten the surgery, and that's fine. But I chose to instead believe God for it delivers. I wanted a miracle, and I knew that I could have one. God had healed me before. He can do it again. He's performed miracles. He's in the miracle business. So I was like, Lord, I need you to perform a miracle. I said, I want a creative miracle with you removing this thyroid. I said, you can shrink the nodules. You can shrink the thyroid. I wouldn't need surgery and I wouldn't need medication. And so I stood on that. And again, last year, hair loss, dryness of skin, weight gain. I ended up gaining 22 pounds. Now this is with me meal prepping, exercising at least 3 days a week. And I said, uh-oh, I know what this is. This is hypothyroidism. And I got myself to the doctor. And sure enough, that's what it was. But then the hypothyroidism turned into Hashimoto disease. And so, oh my God, that was a whole different set of issues, But my doctor recommended me to a ear, nose, and throat specialist because, again, she was concerned about how large my thyroid was. She heard the wheezing in my voice. She heard the breathing that sounded labored. They called it a stridor. They said, you need to go get checked out. Went to the specialist, and he said, you know what? We need to get this thyroid checked out. He went in, And sure enough, he found that my thyroid was pushing against my trachea. So that was the cause of my breathing. So now I have Hashimoto disease and my thyroid pushing against my trachea, causing breathing problems, causing oxygen problems. So I'm fatigued. My mental alertness was not sharp. I was starting to have mood swings because of the Hashimoto disease. So I started having issues, right? So the specialist said, I want to go in and put a balloon in to separate it so that you can have more air coming in. He went in, and guys, it didn't work. He said, okay, this is the issue. You need to get your thyroid removed. And I was like, oh God, I don't want to get my thyroid removed. And I said, Lord, you can fix this. You can fix this. You can work a miracle. You can shrink everything. You can put everything back in place. I'm a believer. I'm standing in faith believing. I can be healed. And for months, I said, Lord, do something. And I have to admit that I was a little frustrated because it wasn't happening as fast as I wanted it to. Now, to be fair, I was receiving relief from a lot of symptoms. But the fact of the matter is, I had a serious medical issue. And when I began to consider the surgery, I began to get peace about the surgery. And I was like, Lord, should I get the surgery? But you can fix this. But peace kept coming. And I prayed, talked to my prayer partners about it, talked to my husband about it. He said, babe, whatever you do, whatever you choose, I'll support you. And so I started praying about this surgery, kept getting peace. And I was like, okay, Lord, I'll get this surgery. Ah, I didn't want it. I didn't want it. So I contacted my specialist, had another appointment with him. And he said, I'm so glad you chose to get the surgery. Now, he knew I was a believer, and I told him. I said, look, I said, I'll go ahead and get the surgery. I said, but if you notice any change in my thyroid, you better not touch me. Do not cut on me. So he said, you know what? He said, I will not cut on you. He said, as a matter of fact, I'll take you to x-rays. We'll make sure of your healing, and you'll have documented proof. He's a believer. So I said, okay. I said, I'm gonna set a time for this surgery. I said, but I'm still believing God for my miracle in the meantime. He said, I'll believe God with you. So on the day of the surgery, everything was the same. There was no change. So I said, okay. But at this point, I had such peace about the surgery. My faith transferred to the surgery that I would have a good surgery. And I understand, guys, look, I understand that God has given doctors, the medical profession, wisdom. He's the one who is supplying natural medications. He's the one who is supplying the knowledge, the revelation of how to heal naturally. I get all that. And yes, I could have had this surgery sooner, but I didn't want it. I am a woman of God who believes in healing miracles. And so I chose to do that for a long time. But I went in for the surgery, and I had the surgery. And the specialist came to my room, and he said the surgery went well. He said, we got it out. He said, however, your right vocal cord was stretched. My thyroid was so big. He said, so your right vocal cord was stretched a bit. That's why I sound hoarse. He said it could be temporarily paralyzed. He said, we won't know that until your next appointment. So I went in for my next appointment, and it was partially paralyzed, but it is healing already. So my voice is getting stronger, and I will start seeing a speech therapist. I have no doubt that my voice will be strong and back to normal. Not worried about that at all. But here's the blessing, man. Here's the blessing, guys. Here's the blessing. During my appointment, he said the surgery went well. He said, but to my surprise, he said, Lisa, during the pathology test of your thyroid, there was cancer on it. He said, you were in stage one. You had stage one cancer. Oh my God. Oh my God. We didn't know. When they checked my thyroid nodules during the biopsy for cancer, nothing came up. There was no evidence of cancer. But God. Ooh-wee. Ooh-wee. But God knew. He knew. And he chose me to go ahead and get the thyroid removed. Yes, he could have performed a miracle. Yes, I would still be believing for my miracle right now. But guess what? The cancer could have been growing as well. You know, we don't always understand why God does things the way he does, or why we have to experience the things that we have to experience. But here's the bottom line. That thyroid is no longer in my neck, which means that cancer is no longer in my body. That cancer is on that thyroid in a hazard bag somewhere. Not in me. Not in me. So I have been healed. I have been delivered not only of my thyroid encroaching on my breathing, pushing against my trachea, but I have been delivered from stage one cancer. So God deserves all the glory. So I have my little scar here. I have my scar. It's healing very well, but it's a reminder of God's goodness. And so I just want to encourage you, you know, as people of God, we believe God for his promises, and we are to believe him in faith for healing and deliverance, to believe him that he will set us free, to believe him for all good things in faith. And we are to pray, 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 pray. But when he gives us solutions that are not supernatural, when he gives us solutions that is not the way we want to go, then trust him. Trust him for those solutions. Trust him that he will work it out for our good. I trusted him for the surgery, and he has absolutely worked it out for my good. And I trust him for my vocal cord. I trust him to smooth out this scar. I'm not vain, but I need this scar smoothed out, y'all. But I just wanted to share the goodness of God and ask that you continue to pray for me, and I will be praying for you. Continue to pray for Power Fueled Living and the work and ministry that God has for me. And if you have any prayer requests, then please share in the comments your prayer request, because I am a woman of prayer and I am a woman of faith, and I will agree with you for your prayers as well. Take care, guys. Love you. Bye-bye.
Join Lisa each week for faith-filled, spirit-led messages and interviews that will empower you to live your best life, spirit, soul, and body.